This is Near FM
90.3.
And you're very welcome back. It is just after 12 and this is Emma Farrell on Northside Today. Okay, so now I am joined by Lynn Boylan, Senator Lynn Boylan. Lynn, you're very welcome for joining me. Thank you.
Thanks to me for having me on, Emma.
So you're going to chat to us today, Lynn, about the verdict of unlawful killing returned at the Stardust inquest. What are your feelings on that after so long?
Well, I think last Thursday was a historic day, really, to be in the room and to hear those two words. So for me, I was emotional, but mm-hmm. I can't imagine how the families felt. They fought so long for the truth to come out about their loved ones. And they finally got to hear those two words, unlawful killing. So it was historic, but they should never have had to wait that long. That was the tragedy of it, is that, you know, they have had to fight tooth and nail for 43 years to get to the point today where they're now going to receive a state apology. But for those 43 years, everything they got on Thursday and everything they'll hear today, they have fought for, and it's thoroughly deserved, but they shouldn't have had to do it. I suppose that's the really sad part.
Yeah, it's kind of a bittersweet thing, like to get, but when you even say the words 43 years, it's just, it's unfathomable really to have to wait that long for a verdict like that, and to delay the kind of the process of acceptance, I suppose. It's a tough one to get the head around, isn't it?
It really is, you know, I met with the families on Saturday morning before they went into meet the Taoiseach, and, you know, they were setting out very clearly, like, that the failure started from day one.
Mm.
So, like, the fact that, you know, they lost family members in such a horrific way was bad enough, but then it just seems like it was almost like deliberate cruelty from the first day right up until Thursday. You know, the fact that the initial inquest was 3 days long compared to this inquest, which went on for a full year with over 200 witnesses. Then you had the Keane inquiry, which found the probable arson, tarring a whole community that somehow they were more than likely responsible for what happened to them. They're totally vindicated in that now.
Mm-hmm.
But even that probable arson took over 20 years before that was struck off the public record. And even at that point, when it was, the Coffey report said, no, that there's no evidence that it was arson. At that point, somebody should have then said, well, we need to have a proper inquiry or a proper inquest to establish the facts. And that didn't happen. And again, then the families had to take up the mantle and battle and fight until 2019 when they got the new inquest granted. So it is really bittersweet. Some of the families, you know, some of the parents are not alive.
Yeah.
To see this day, and that's really, really sad.
It's a lifetime. It really is a lifetime ago. You know, I actually myself, I wasn't even born at the time. Now, I grew up obviously knowing about it, being from North Dublin as it is. You know, it's so known throughout to actually come to this day now. But as you said, the victim blaming and nearly to be antagonised throughout those decades is just awful.
And accused of lying, you know, and saying that's not in the Keane inquiry, you're lying, it's not, didn't happen. So everything, so apart from the unlawful killing verdict, the fact that it's acknowledged that the fire extinguishers were empty, it's acknowledged that there were failures and no fire evacuation plan, it's acknowledged that the doors were obstructed and locked, all of those things that the families have been saying for 43 years, finally now confirmed beyond doubt. That they were on the right side all the time, and yeah, so I think for that must bring them some relief. You know, the apology now today hopefully will address the failures of the state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that, look, nobody's going to get closure on this, nobody's ever going to move on from their loved ones, but I think there must be a sense of relief at least that it's all out there now, they're completely vindicated and their loved ones are humanised once again. And I think Louise Leach had a lovely thing at the steps of the Garden of Remembrance about bringing them from the dust and the ashes and the darkness back into the light and back into the music. And I thought that was really poignant and a lovely way of thinking about it now.
Yeah, very emotional. It was very emotional. And as you said, like a collective sigh of relief, or nearly a dropping of the shoulders, you know, that after all of this time, they can kind of move towards that. And a historic event yesterday as well for Simon Harris to actually have visited the site.
Yeah, it was. And I think, you know, you acknowledge that he's done that and he's gone down. I mean, it's also worth pointing out that the memorial wall that's there, mm-hmm. it's again the families who fought to have that put up. It's the current owner who I think helped to fund it. So again, the state has never recognised the victims in any way, shape mm-hmm. or form. So I've heard talk of a proper commemoration, and that's really, really fitting. But it is really telling that that wall, that memorial that the Taoiseach went to visit, again, it was the families who had to fight for that.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, one must ask, if it were perhaps another part of the city, would it have taken 43 years for something like that to be mentioned, you know?
Yeah, and I think it's correct to say that mm-hmm. you know, the late Charlie Bird and Mr. Keegan were saying about if it was Donnybrook rather than Bonnybrook. Absolutely. But I think there's a lot of truth to that. You know, first, probably some of the victims would have either had barristers or solicitors as parents. They also probably would have had means to pay for, you know, legal representation, but also just the class bias, that, you know, that probable arson again, that somehow working class people, oh, for sure, yeah, like, they would have set a fire. You know, so there's a lot to unpack mm-hmm. in that, but I think there's a lot to it, and I think Charlie Bird and Mr. Keegan were spot on when pointing out those contradictions. You know, they never got proper legal representation and equality before the law until the inquest.
And yourself, Lynn, how long have you been involved in this yourself throughout the years?
It's 7 years. I think I was doing a timeline the other day.
Yeah.
Time goes fast. So in 2017, Gertrude Barris rang my office. And it was only after November 2017, so not long after Ibrahim Halawa had been released, mm-hmm. and a leaflet had come through her door from me, and she sort of looked at it, and it was the same time as the McCartan review had criticised the family as saying there was no new evidence and that their case was incoherent. So I think they hit a brick wall, and then my leaflet came through Gertie's door, and she picked up the phone and was like, well, let's see what you can do for us.
Yeah.
And I invited her into the office, and herself, Antoinette Keegan and June McDermott came in, and they met with Dara Mackin of Phoenix Law, and, you know, finally, I suppose, Dara Mackin explained why he thought that the road they should now pursue was a fresh inquest, and he was making the point that that was the case with the Hillsborough families and also the Ballymurphy families in the north.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the campaign started, was that initial meeting in November 2017. And then I came up with the idea of, Dara was making the point that you needed a public, that it was in the public interest. So one of the arguments that the Attorney General would want to see is that this new inquest would be in the public interest. So that's where the postcard campaign came from,
mm-hmm.
because the amount of people who would say to you, God, it's awful that those families are still fighting for justice. I'm sure everybody knows what happened that night, and they never got the truth, but there's nothing that they could do to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was said so many times, and I was like, well, here's a simple thing that people could do that would be really constructive, is sign that postcard calling for a new inquest. So we were at the GPO, we travelled around a lot of different places in Dublin, we were in Wexford and Port Leash. I think the families went out to Galway. I don't think I made that trip, but they went around the country, and you also had the fire brigade took thousands of the postcards to get signed as well. So it just proved the point that the public really did want to help the families, but they just didn't know how to go about that. And then, of course, those 48,000 postcards were delivered to the Attorney General's office in large boxes, and I think Christy Moore was there that day mm-hmm. as well, and all of the families. So, yeah.
And like, it's nearly become, without sounding kind of crude, I suppose, justice for the 48, it nearly became like a kind of an urban legend. It was going on for so long, and the amount of roadblocks that have been put in the way, even since your own involvement.
Yeah, I mean, right up until, because again, like I've heard some people going, oh, but this is of the time, and you know, sure, it wouldn't happen today. That was the 1980s. And you're like, no, no, the roadblocks continued all the way along, right up until 2022. So yeah. The inquest was granted in 2019. And then, of course, you had COVID, which, you know, nobody could have seen that coming. But when it came to the inquest beginning, the families were being, you know, assumed that they would get legal aid after fighting for so long that their legal fees would be covered.
Yeah.
And the government wanted them to submit a means test, so to submit all of their pensions, in this case, people in their 80s being asked for their pensions and whether they owned their own home and did they have a car. So I introduced legislation in the Seanad to stop that happening and kind of said to the state, look, you know, this is completely inappropriate. The families have never had equality and justice. We now need all of the families to have the same treatment. So that was a battle in 2021. And then in 2022, when it came to the selection of the jury, the state was talking about having the jury selected as they are in a normal inquest, where it's the Gardaí would select the jury or a panel is compiled. And, you know, again, you're sort of going, you can't have the Gardaí selecting the jury for an inquest. I mean, the Gardaí are a party to the inquest because they had questions to answer about how they preserved the scene and all of that. So it would be completely inappropriate that they would pick who would sit on the jury. Also, there was no provision made that the jurors would have their income protected. And again, inquests are usually short. You know, they're not lengthy, but this was going to be the largest inquest in the history of the state.
Yeah.
We knew it was going to go on for a minimum of 3-4 months. So we had to introduce legislation on both of those issues as well, that the jury would be selected in the way that a court selects the jury, so off the electoral register, and then that their income would be protected. And I think, you know, when you look at how dedicated and committed the jury were to the inquest, give up a year of your life,
sit
and listen to the harrowing testimony, it's only right and proper that their income was protected while they did that service to the country.
Yeah, and fair play to you for your part in that. And so later on, it's 2 o'clock today, where Simon Harris will introduce or will give the state apology. As you said, bittersweet, great to get it, but in the eyes of many, maybe a little too late. And without saying too much, Lynn, what do you think is next then?
Yeah, I think first and foremost the apology was the first ask of the families, you know, and given the age profile of some of the parents, it's only right and proper that happens first. I mean, I do you know, commend Simon Harris the Taoiseach for acting swiftly on for engaging with the families. When it comes to what happens next around legal proceedings, whether that's civil or criminal, I think that is a matter certainly for the families and their legal team, and you know, anyone who followed the inquest will see they have the best legal minds in the country working on their case and fighting for them. So I think it is a matter for them. If the inquest findings has gone to the Minister for Justice, will go to the Attorney General and goes to Ungaran Síochána, and they'll have to decide what the next steps are. But that again could be a few years down the road, so that's why I think the apology was essential quickly.
Yes.
And then whatever proceedings follow, let's wait and see. But as I said, they have got the best legal representatives. So.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, well, Lynn, thanks so much for coming on and chatting to us today about that. We'll all be tuning in a little bit later on, and as I said, a collective sigh of relief for the families and the community and indeed everyone involved. And we'd be remiss not to mention those who unfortunately didn't actually make it to see this day. So again, thanks Lynn for coming on and chatting to us.
Thanks a million.
Thanks.
This is Near FM 90.3.